Listen to this. We live in absolute victory every day of our life. Yet so many believers go blindly through life, not knowing that words, the words that they speak, the words that they are speaking, they are contrary to the word of God. That is what put them in bondage. See, at first it looked like it's all right. That's what throws a lot of Christians. They go out and do stuff. It looked like it's all right. I'm doing good. I'm getting by with it. But boy, when it comes in, boom, and you barely can keep yourself together. Wasn't somebody else praying, you would have killed yourself. See, a lot of us don't know that the other saints weren't helping you because they pray and giving God a right to sustain. The devil will rip your life out of you. If there wasn't some believers around you praying, and you young people, you think you're so cool and that you don't have time for God? I don't know what the percentage, but my wife showed it to me about the percentage of young people that stay with the church after they get out of college. What? 4%. Crying shame. Somebody doing a poor job. If it's me, in this past, you finna see a change in me. I don't want to be on my conscience. I want to make sure I do everything to get you the truth so you know how to live. It's amazing the clock just struck 12. They said, what does that mean? Sometimes it don't mean a thing. But let me get through this and let it mean something. It said, let me start over. Yet so many believers go blindly through life, not knowing words. Not knowing the words they speak, they are speaking put that are contrary to the word of God, put them in bondage and call them to travel the path that leads them to defeat, failure, and disappointment. You and I have the right, listen to me now, you and I have the right and the authority to confess and decree over our lives the name, the same thing that the Father has said and done for us in Christ. I am who he said. I am a winner. I'm strong. I'm bright. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm wise. God called us wise. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Mark 11, 23 and 4, you can have what you say. So I believe that we should confess and decree and declare something as we begin this new year and to walk it out in faith. See, the church, the world, the religious world has sold the church a bill of goods. They'll tell you that you're supposed to be poor. They'll tell you God don't heal. They'll tell you you're supposed to be sick. They'll tell you all these things. God's in control. You can never know. And so many have accepted that as a lifestyle. But there ain't nothing you in that God can't get you out of. I'm telling you, there's nothing. I know most of us deal with this and we don't like to talk about it, but we might as well. There's nothing you in that God can't get you out of. And most of us have to deal with an eating habit. You got the evidence? I got it. Yeah, we got it. But we don't like to talk about it. But if you listen to God, he'll get you out of that bad eating habit. No, we say good. That's what the flesh be saying. You be And it creates a lot of stuff. I'm at the end of my message, I believe. And really what we're doing, we're pausing for station identification. But the second part is coming, or the third part, or whatever part it is. We try to run these things about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we take a station break. Sometimes they proceed over a little. I'm going to get like Dr. Price. I'm out of time. He stopped. Don't say another word. Praise God. But friends, are you saved? Are you happy? Are you where you ought to be with God? Is he real in your life, my friend? Does he mean anything to you? Do you pursue him daily? Are you just a Sunday morning church goer? Who are you? Are you a born-again believer in love with Jesus? Because you're not, I'm going to give you the opportunity to receive him, because he want to be your Lord. I know it. He'll change your life. Will you have everything on flower beds? No, you'll be challenged. But the good part is, you always win. You ever see these guys that box on different, they got different ranks and different classes, you know, middleweight, heavyweight, flyweight, your weight, their weight, and some weight. But you have the champion in the light heavyweight, then you have the champion in the heavyweight. They hold that title by winning, right? Am I right? How do they keep their title? By winning. But do they meet some opposition? Yeah, they get hit. What I'm trying to tell you, once you come to Christ, I'm not telling you you're not going to have any more trouble. If I told you that, I'd be lying to you. But I'm telling you this, once you give your life to Christ, it takes on meaning. And you win. Where you've been losing, where you've been suffering with stuff, where stuff been ruling you, you now rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just telling you, your good days will increase mightily. Amen.